Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to cover the topic of digital strategy. Defining a clear digital strategy that fits your organization's strategy, goals, and objectives is one of the most important things you can do to ensure a successful transformation. It's also one of the best ways to ensure you have internal alignment and a transformational roadmap and plan that fits your needs. In other words, it's a sort of glue that ties together your overall company strategy with your transformation project plan. Joining me for today's discussion is Eric Kimberling, the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting Group, which is an independent and technology agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. Eric and his company have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys, including helping them define their digital strategy. Eric, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So to get started, what exactly is digital strategy and why is it so important to transformation success?
Well, a digital strategy or an effective digital strategy is something that is very important in terms of looking at different alternatives that a company has in going through a digital transformation. So for example, a lot of companies have a plethora of options. They could stick with what they have and upgrade their current systems or make some incremental changes to their current technology. There's the full rip and replace. You know, we can go out and completely replace all of our different systems. There's best of breed versus single ERP systems. There's a lot of different directions that companies can go with all the different options in the marketplace today. So really defining a clear strategy and roadmap that's aligned with the overall company strategy and objectives is very important. And just to back up even more and more explicitly answer your question, the reason it's so important is because so many projects fail when they are misaligned in their digital transformation strategy and plan. So when there's misalignment, that's usually a root cause for failure and why so many projects struggle. So companies that have a clearly defined digital strategy and roadmap and have really considered all their alternatives and evaluated different alternatives typically are going to be better off because they have a clear alignment on where they're headed. And then from there, they can go start evaluating and picking specific technologies and ultimately implementing those technologies as appropriate.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And it sounds like, to most people, it would sound like a no-brainer, but at the same time, in theory, everything sounds really good. So I assume that this is something that most organizations intuitively know to do, or is that kind of the case? Or what would you say?
I would say it's not intuitive. As we talk about it, yes, it sounds like common sense in many ways, but it's amazing how many organizations will just jump straight into a technology evaluation, for example. They feel like their old systems are outdated. They aren't going to get them to where they need to be. They're not going to be able to scale for growth, that sort of thing. So they end up just jumping straight into, let's just go find a new system. And they don't really stop to think about, well, what is it we're trying to accomplish? Do we want to just incrementally improve our business, or do we want to completely transform our business model? And those two answers or those two options lead you down very different paths, and you want to make sure you've got the alignment to get there. So the other problem is you get software vendors who are just trying to sell a product. They're just trying to sell you on why you should implement their technology. So in some ways they're encouraging you to maybe unintentionally jump past this strategy phase and just go straight in and start buying technology and then eventually implement it. So yes, it is intuitive. It sounds like common sense, but a lot of organizational behavior kind of runs against or counter to that common sense approach.
Yeah, totally. And I think we've mentioned that in previous episodes too, like kind of, if you kind of know where you're going, you kind of have a better idea of what you can implement when as well. So I think it's just really comes down to your overall vision. And I wanted to know, how is digital strategy different than an ERP or software implementation plan?
Sure. So, well, first of all, an ERP or any sort of software implementation plan assumes that you've already defined the exact technology you want to deploy. And an implementation plan is focused on the tactical aspects of how you are going to design, build, test, and roll out the new technology. Digital strategy, on the other hand, is considered something that's a prerequisite to doing everything we just talked about. So before you even know what technology you're going to be deploying, to be able to build out a technology implementation plan, we need to be able to back up and say, well, what is it we're trying to be when we grow up? What is our strategy? What are we trying to accomplish? What are our transformation goals and objectives? What kind of metrics do we expect to achieve with new technology? What are the benefits? What's the high level cost benefit? And really just doing a more thorough evaluation of what it is we're trying to be, what we want to accomplish, what the ROI might be, and really looking at strategic alternatives too, because there's no one size fits all answer. There's a lot of different ways you can go about these projects, like I said before. So it's really a prerequisite. The whole digital strategy phase is a prerequisite that then leads into an ERP selection and implementation or some sort of software implementation from that point on.
Got it. So it's more like the foundational, like you said, prerequisite. It's got to happen before anything else, before we take too many leaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the major decisions that companies need to make to define their strategies?
There's a lot of them. So there's, first of all, again, back to the basics of what are our goals and objectives as an organization. And I don't know that that's so much a decision as just making sure we align the transformation with that strategic goal and objectives. Typically, when we go in and work with clients, the executive team has already defined what their general company strategy is. They have a clear vision for the most part of where they're headed as an organization. But what they haven't done is figured out or spelled out how that digital how that corporate strategy translates into a digital strategy and a more specific transformation strategy. So for example, an example of a decision that might need to be made is, let's just say you're an organization that's gone out and acquired a bunch of different companies and you've grown tremendously over the years. And now you own all these different companies that are operating independently of one another. They're acting like separate companies. The decision needs to be made. Do we want to push to now standardize those businesses? If so, what parts of the business do we want to standardize? We're probably not going to standardize everything because they are different businesses, or they probably have different products or services that differ from one another. But there might be some commonalities that we can start to leverage. So even something as simple as that is, what do we mean when we say standardized business processes across locations? Do we mean everything? Do we mean HR? Do we mean we're going to standardize accounting but leave the sales processes independent? There's a lot of decisions like that that if we don't have answers to those and many other questions that are more strategic, we're going to leave our digital transformation team out to dry. We're going to make it very difficult for them to be successful because they're going to be out trying to guess what it is they're trying to accomplish. Whereas we need to set the parameters or the strategic guardrails or foundation for where that project is going to go overall.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's super, super crucial. And I feel like there's a lot of people that do, like, they want certain things, but then also they don't know exactly, or they might change their mind halfway through. And that must be a lot to have to like navigate through as well during, those kind of consultations with people. And
yeah.
I wanted to also ask you, which of these components are the most important? Like, are there any certain areas that organizations should focus on?
Sure. So I guess to start, there's a few different components of a digital strategy. So there's different work streams that we typically will help our clients through when defining their digital strategy. The first is the overall strategic alignment. And that's the piece I was talking about a second ago about translating corporate goals into transformation goals. Beyond that, some of the other components that are included in a digital strategy or should be included are your operating model or your business process management. You know, what are your operations going to look like? How are your processes going to change? Regardless of what technology you do or don't deploy, what do we want those processes to look like in the future? So that whole business process thread is another. Organizational change management is another one. So how do we define a change strategy and plan that's going to enable us to achieve the transformation effectively and efficiently? There's also the technology piece of it, which is what is the current technology landscape that we're operating in and what are the options we have for the future and what are our philosophy or goals from a technology and IT perspective. And then finally, another thread in the digital strategy work stream or overall workflow is project management and governance. How do we start to get the right governance in place, start to mobilize resources, get a team together to really be able to execute on that strategy once we've defined it? So those are the major, I'd say the most important components. Within those, you know, it really depends on the type of organization you are, what your priorities are. But generally speaking, I'd say the most important threads within digital strategy are the alignment piece, defining what that strategy is and how it aligns with the overall company strategy. That's crucial. And it's amazing how difficult that is for some organizations. Mm-hmm. And then the organizational change and readiness piece, which is really defining a very specific strategy to who we are as an organization and our culture. So I'd say those are the two, probably the most important parts of defining a digital strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like something that a lot of organizations should probably be spending more time on as well, because that's really the setting up for the whole future of how everything's going to be operating. So very, very interesting. Well, when we come back, I have some more questions for Eric on how to define the best digital strategy for your organization. And we'll be right back with more of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Djokovic, and I am speaking with Eric Kimbling from Third Stage Consulting about digital strategy. So Eric, I wanted to talk a little more tactically now, and I wanted to know, what are some of the first steps that an organization should go through to define its digital strategy?
So the first thing is to execute some of the strategic alignment workshops and work that we've talked about so far. So when we're working with a new client, one of the first things we do is a strategic articulation workshop. So we'll go in and define with the team, help us understand what are those strategic goals and objectives that we're trying to accomplish as an organization. And then what we do is we unpack each of those strategic goals and objectives and define them in more granularity from the perspective of how digital transformation can potentially help support those goals and objectives. So again, back to the company that went out and bought a bunch of companies that are trying to standardize, that's where we start to define what are the high level visions of how we might move to, say, a shared service accounting group. That might be one way we could standardize accounting operations, is to move towards a shared service model. Or we might consolidate or standardize our procurement processes. That could be some low hanging strategic fruit that an organization says that's important to us achieving our goal of reducing our annual spend and increasing our profit margins. So that's something we can take and run with. We can build a digital transformation strategy that tackles these strategic issues, but it's not so high level that it's focused on something super high level, like we just want to increase profitability, which every company wants to do that. So we need to define how are we going to do that? How are we going to achieve the goals, the growth goals, whatever objectives we're trying to accomplish. The other thing too, there's also a soft side to it too within that strategic alignment. We also want to define how do we want to transform the culture potentially. If we have a certain type of culture today, it may not be the type of culture that's going to get us to the future. So we might talk about how we're going to start bending that culture to support whatever it is we're trying to accomplish in the future. So the whole strategic articulation and strategic alignment workshop and discussions around that, that's first and foremost the most important piece to start with.
Yeah, that's good that you kind of brought up the whole culture part of it too, because a lot of the times through these processes that can really like drastically change and really have an impact on how everything operates as well. So I think that's really important. And how do you then translate the strategy into a more tactical transformation or implementation plan from there?
So I always view it as the sort of guardrails that are setting the boundaries of the path we're going to go down. So when you're starting a digital strategy process, it's kind of like you're on a wide open field and you've got a million different directions you could go. You see the sun or the mountains off in a certain direction. You kind of know you're heading that direction, but there's a million different ways you could get there. There's a million different paths you could take. So once we've defined a general path, so for example, the path of standardizing our business processes or moving towards the shared service model or whatever it is that we've defined in the strategy phase, now we can go out and define what types of technologies or process improvements or organizational changes will help us do that. And what is the plan for us to get there? So we really start to take that general direction. We've got the guardrails. Now we start to pave the path and define the vision for how we're going to execute on that. And the way we execute needs to cover everything from the process changes, the organizational design changes, the potential technologies that might help enable that, as well as the tactical plan and budget and governance and all that other stuff to get there.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And who in an organization should be responsible for driving a company's digital strategy? Should it be the chief information officer or somebody different?
It's a great question. There's a difference, I guess, between who should be and who usually leads it.
That is
so oftentimes, right. Yeah, usually it's the CIO that ends up leading the digital strategy. And usually it ends up being that there's some sort of burning platform for change that's happened. So for example, a lot of companies we work with have been on the same systems for 20 years or more, and they reach a point where the system's about to break, or the vendor's not going to support that old system anymore. Or it's just they've outgrown the system, the company's grown and changed, and the software hasn't. So that's not a bad thing, but what ends up happening is that dynamic creates a tipping point where the CIO says, guess what, guys, we need to replace our system, so we're going to go find a new system. And they end up kind of by default leading the charge. And the problem is that, not that CIOs aren't capable, because obviously they know technology and they're in their role for a position, but for a reason. But the reason or the thing that they should do is make sure that they have strong executive involvement from others in the business. So you definitely need the CFO and the COO and other executives and leaders in the company to really be driving the change and driving the strategy. So while the CIO typically is the one that waves the red flag and says, hey, we need to do something, at some point, the rest of the C-level executive suite should be the ones really defining that strategy and defining the business objectives and purpose of the project. The problem is that doesn't usually happen. The CIO ends up just kind of running with it, because most CIOs are type A people that want to get stuff done, and they're in executive roles for a reason. So it's understandable why they just kind of jump down a path and start executing. But doing that is dangerous. We need to make sure we've got executive and business involvement throughout.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah. And why don't more organizations take the time to define a digital strategy?
A lot of times there's a perception that it's going to take us more time or more money to define a strategy. So that's one dynamic that's often at play, is they think, well, if we were going to spend 4, 8, or 12 weeks or whatever defining our digital strategy, we could be using that time to just go pick a new system and go implement. And in theory, that makes sense. And in theory, that may seem true, but the reality is the better aligned we are and the clear strategy we have, the faster all the other stuff is going to go downstream. And we remove a lot of the headwinds that most projects run into by doing a digital strategy up front. So that's one dynamic, is that the there's a perception that it's going to take more time. And then the other part of it is that a lot of organizations have waited so long to make a move or to define a path forward that they're under the gun. They have to get something done very quickly because the system is no longer going to be supported after a certain period. We've had clients that'll come to us and they're within a year window, a 12-month window from the time they reach out to us to ask for help until their system is no longer going to be supported. So a lot of times they'll say, well, we've got to get this done in the next 12 months or less because the system's no longer going to be supported. So right away, we're starting off on the wrong foot. We're starting off with very, very limited time. And so it's very easy now just to jump past the digital strategy. Strategy doesn't matter. Let's throw that out the window because we know we need to replace the system. So let's just go replace the system. And that's a pretty dangerous spot to be in. So if you can avoid it and actually get ahead of the curve and define a strategy before you really have to, that's going to serve you very well.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never even thought about that second reasoning, but makes total sense that, you know, when you are under pressure, because I feel like a lot of people would just keep leave that to the last minute as it is, and then just stress and just get the first best thing without really thinking about it. So that's a good point. And what about organizations that are under a tight transformation timeframe, already know that they need to replace their systems? Do they really, I guess, as we were saying, take the time and define their digital strategies afterwards, or how do they go about it?
Well, there's ways to fast track it for sure. I mean, you don't need to spend months and quarters defining a strategy. And at some point you get diminishing returns and you start spinning your wheels and overanalyzing things if you spend too much time on it anyway. Yeah. But there are ways to fast track it. So in cases where clients come in and they're under the gun and they've got to get something in quickly, we can fast track that process to where in a matter of days or maybe weeks, we can define a clear strategy that's aligned with what their needs are. The other part of it too is if you are biased or have blind spots or lack of knowledge of the different options and paths available to you, it can be easy to get lost in the options and not be sure of what your strategy is. But having someone from the outside that has that experience, like our team at Third Stage, for example, we're technology agnostic. We do this all the time. We can go in and usually do this a lot faster than a company trying to do it themselves. So there are a lot of ways like that where we can fast track the process. It doesn't need to take a lot of time and money, but it has a huge impact on the level of success of the project.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. And if our listeners want to learn more, what are some of the resources you might suggest for them?
Well, obviously this podcast, subscribing to the podcast and getting the weekly episodes delivered is one great way to start. And if you're listening, it's probably a step you've taken already. But it certainly subscribes, so you get updates whenever we add new episodes. But there's also on our website at thirdstage-consulting.com. There's tons of content we put out there, white papers, PDF downloads, videos, that sort of thing. Blogs, we put out 3 blogs a week, articles on a quarterly basis, white papers, all that sort of stuff. And then lastly, on our YouTube channel, we have a ton of content. We put out a few videos a week on my personal YouTube channel, which is under Eric Kimberling. If you just go search me on YouTube, or you can search for Third Stage Consulting, and we have a separate video with all of our other consultants and myself providing best practices there. So those are some of the resources that people have available.
Perfect. Be sure to go check those out, guys. So thanks so much, Eric. We're out of time, but thank you so much for being here and sharing all your knowledge. We really, really appreciate that.
Yep, thank you, Sarah.
Appreciate it. Of course. And thank you all for listening. Again, my name is Sarah Djokovic, and we'll see you next time in our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.